She got to taste, sick and die one of these days. She got to taste, sick and die, oh, one of these days.
That's Muddy Waters. I'm Rick Kogan, and my guest is Mike Houlihan, who does a million different things, but his focus these days is on the second annual Irish-American Movie Hooli at the Gene Siskel Film Center next weekend. If you are still one of those glorious, wonderful, intelligent people who buys a newspaper, you might have seen my story about this very... Mr. Houlihan is such a person.
I'd like to give a dramatic reading of your review now.
We don't have that kind of time. Okay. Mike, again, you started this thing last year because you realized there is no such thing.
Yeah, there's no Irish-American film festival. Plenty of Irish film festivals, but you don't see any Irish-Americans in them. And the films are all from Ireland. And I have no beef with that. It's just that there is an entire diaspora of people who,
slightly,
who
yeah.
are plugged into that, you know, being Irish-American, and that's something they want to write about and see, and I think it's important.
I think I say in the story today, in your typically enthusiastic way, after last year's festival, you were so excited, and it was so wonderful, and it sold out, and you said, maybe next year we'll have a dozen films. I cannot tell you how wise I think it is that you picked the three films. You kept it to three.
I think that's the best. Keep it simple. Also, it's a trinity, you know?
True.
And it's an interesting weekend because Friday night is our kind of edgy. That's the edgy film, Beneath Disheveled Stars. Saturday night is the more traditional story of a doctor's sword. And then Sunday is the most traditional of all because it's in Irish. And it's... all the beauty of Ireland shot with drones and all in Irish and the greatest Irish living poets too.
They're all three are amazing in their different ways. When you say the second night is the traditional, it is a documentary. It's an hour long documentary called A Doctor's Sword. It happens to be about the most amazing life that I don't want to tip too much away, but there's an Irish man named Aidan McCarthy, who was a doctor. He enlisted kind of hungover one morning in the war.
Yeah.
He wound up at Dunkirk. He then wound up in a Japanese prison camp for 3 years. He then wound up...
He got torpedoed. Yeah.
It's quietly fascinating because they pass over... The reason he survived the torpedo, everybody on the deck... where he was sleeping. These are Japanese prisoners of war being transported back to Japan.
Right.
They were all asleep. He was up fighting with a rat that was trying to eat him. Remember this? This is what the I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to forget the last part. He was fighting with a rat that was trying to eat him, so he was sitting up, thereby not having his neck broken by the impact the torpedo. When you see a lot of movies, Mike, before picking the ones that you choose, what's the state of Irish-American movies, do you think? Given these, it's...
You know what? Everything is from a friend. You know who recommended this film was Alex Fegan, the guy who did Older Than Ireland.
Oh.
He said, you got to see this. And I said, well... And I was and by the end, I was just bawling. You know, it was like, oh, my God. One thing that really struck me in this film is they did that documentary with the doctor and much later in his life. And they said, how did you do it? How did you survive? Yeah. And he said, my Irish Catholic heritage, my family, and lots and lots of luck. I said, I'm doing this film. I just said, that's great.
Well, also the part of the film, that's the Saturday night showing, is the sort of, it's got astonishing archival footage. It also has contemporary shots of his daughters who one of his daughters going to Japan to find out the origin of this sword that he brought home from the war. And like my father and a lot of people who fought in the war, they didn't talk about it. They did not talk a lot about it. And he has if I ever get to Ireland, I'm certainly going to McCarthy's pub. Oh, my God.
Somebody sent me a picture. Somebody saw this story today and sent me a photo. It's Susan Nichols' cousin. He had his picture taken in front of McCarthy's bar in Cork and put it on Facebook today and sent it to me.
I want to talk about the other movies, too. But the other thing about this movie is Aidan McCarthy's voice
yeah.
is in the film. He was recorded for a radio documentary.
RTE, yeah.
A radio documentary about his experiences that first aired on the day that he was buried.
Yeah, his funeral. Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what more to say about this movie. Yeah. If you people don't go see a Dr.
And
Sword,
the interesting thing is the guy who produced the film is coming. He's going to be here Saturday night.
See, how do you manage that? Isn't somebody coming from each film Friday night?
Each filmmaker is
Saturday
coming.
Night.
Actually, they're going to be here all weekend because the Hilton is a sponsor, so the Hilton puts them up for the whole weekend.
Oh.
And they get to meet each other. But he tells the story. He went in that bar, and he saw the sword. And there was an old newspaper clipping on the wall. He went, "What's this all about?" And they said, "I got to do this film."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's Bob also Jackson good. Is his name.
You know, these guys, the guys who make these kind of quiet little films, you know, they don't run in the Steven Spielberg crowd.
No.
Or the George
no.
Lucas yeah. crowd. Yeah. That goof.
I'm sure they'd like to.
Yeah, I'm sure they would yeah. too. But, I mean, for them to come here and experience regular people seeing their movie, and everybody's going to walk out of these three films going, "Oh, my God, where's the filmmaker?"
I want them to come to Chicago and love it. That's what I want to give them. That pleasure, you know. So we're gonna.
Well,
we're gonna
have the Emerald.
We're gonna be spending a lot of time at the Emerald Loop. My friend Eamon Vaughn is our sponsor, and it's right around the corner. So
yeah.
It's so convenient, but it's a great Irish pub and the great food. But it's a great weekend.
I don't want you to diminish your contribution. You have to work really hard to pull this together, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun though.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Especially this last week now. It's like,
yeah.
I was standing in front of the Chicago Theater last night handing out flyers because I figured 3,000 people, they went to see the Celtic Thunder. That's an Irish show. It's my audience.
Yeah.
So first I asked, and they said, "No one can stand underneath the marquee." And I went,
sure. This is Chicago.
And I had a T-shirt that said, you know, Irish movie, Hooli, and I'm just handing them out. And a lot of people, I said, it's right across the street next weekend. Yeah.
And was the crowd receptive?
Yes, absolutely. I ran into a guy I know. I said, "Hey, this is marketing, pal."
This is marketing 101.
Yeah.
Grassroots marketing.
Get out there and pitch.
It's interesting that friends had recommended some of these movies. As, you know, I'm not going to think that the impact of the first one was that earth-shattering that every Irish-American filmmaker was beating down your door.
Right.
But
not exactly.
Well, but, I mean, there must have been some positive reaction.
Well, I'll tell you where it comes from. The other filmmakers told their friends. The first film, or not actually the third film, the A Lark's View, the cinematographer was a friend of Patty Hayes, whose film we showed last year about the guy who, you know, the Rasputin of the Bronx who no one could kill.
Oh, my God, that one was
great.
That guy, they couldn't kill him.
Yeah, they tried everything to knock him off.
Yeah, and
but,
get his insurance.
But his buddy was a cinematographer of this film, so he contacted me, showed me the film. I said, "This is great, let's do it."
All right, Mike Houlihan and I will continue on after a short break. We also want to talk to you about your radio, your expanding radio galaxy of shows. Now, that would be Muddy Waters singing in a minute. That's from a very cool CD called Muddy Waters, 1956 to 1964. A few more minutes with Mike Houlihan. He is the entrepreneur, the Mike Todd of the second annual Irish-American movie Hooli at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State. Just go. It's easy to go to SiskelFilmCenter.org and put in Movie Hooli, or you'll see it.
Yeah, it'll
you'll
be right
it.
Up there now.
And they're just one showing of each?
Yes.
You better get
Friday
your tickets
at 8,
now.
Saturday at 8, Sunday at 5.
Followed by a discussion. Nice thing, too, Mike, what you do is the discussions with the filmmakers.
Yeah.
And then a reception with the filmmakers
right, it's
afterwards.
Like it's a Hooli.
Yes.
It's a party. Yeah.
Tell people what a Hooli is.
It's a wild party with music, Irish music, and just a great crack, and it was appropriate for this, and it also ties into my nickname, so that worked too.
That's right. It's perfect. And you know Mike Houlihan as a playwright, as an actor, as a Hooli in the Hood was one of the great columns in the history of this newspaper town.
Thanks, pal.
I loved it, and it's in a collection. It's been collected in a couple of books. You're now a radio star. Now, you didn't have just one. You had just one show.
Yeah, I had just one.
With Skinny Sheehan.
Right, the Skinny and Hooli show. We're in our seventh year.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. And now, and then I have I started another one. It's going to be starting its third year in November. That's my son's show called The Hooli's Hooli. And they're a riot. They're in a studio now with a friend, Clay O'Brien, up on Milwaukee Avenue, and they just riff on whatever they want to try. Although they had an interesting show this week. They had Billy Hogan from the Teamsters on.
Oh, wow.
And he's got a movie in the works, too.
Oh.
And then the other show is a show at the Irish American Heritage Center every week in the pub. It's called The Crack, and it's mostly traditional.
Is it live?
It's taped in, yeah, before a live audience. But it's Irish musicians who, and God, thank God for the Heritage Center, they get paid. The Irish musicians get paid.
Wow. Yeah. So, and what do? You kind of introduce music and talk to the musicians?
Yeah, we talk to them. We talk about what's going on at the Heritage Center that week, and then we say, let's hear some numbers. And they do. And then after the show, there's a session, you know, an Irish session,
yeah,
where other musicians come, and they all get together, and it's, they stay till 10, 11 at night, and it's a rollicking good time every Thursday. And that's on the air every Saturday night.
Where are these on the
air? The Hooli's Hooli and The Crack are both on WSBC 1240 AM between 7 and 9 o'clock on Saturday nights. The Skinny and Hooli show is on WCEV 1450 AM from 3 to 4 Saturday afternoons.
Oh, is Skinny good?
He's great. He's running the marathon next week. Or, yeah, the 8th, I think it is.
He still smokes, right?
Yes, he does. We're going to Ireland with 45 of our listeners October 13th.
You've got to be kidding.
That's going
to
be nuts.
You get this guy. Whoever made this documentary, The Doctor's Sword, you get him to follow that
yes,
crowd.
Yeah.
And then that can
be
next.
Great. One of my cousins is a nun. She's almost 80, and she and another nun are coming with. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. Where are you going?
We're going
for how long?
Well, obviously, we hit Dublin. Then we're going to Galway, Killarney, Dingle, a night in Dingle. Two nights in Killarney, two nights in Galway. We're following the path of Michael Collins, the great Irish patriot,
sure,
because of 2016. So it's kind of our Irish centennial tour.
And how did that come to be?
Well, we do it every year.
You are the most energetic person I have ever known, Mike.
Well, that's the only way I get to Ireland is to talk 45 other people into going so I can go for free. Yeah.
Well, you're a tour guide. You're the entrepreneur behind that.
So that's a lot of fun. And that's it's this October 13th to the 20th. So that one sold out. But hopefully that'll be every year. I want to do that every year till I croak over there.
Okay, you've got two 80-year-old nuns. Who are the others who are going?
Oh, there's just a lot
families?
Of
families.
Yes, there's a whole family. The Duffys. There's six of the Duffys. It's interesting. Their sister had cancer, and she was going to go as like her last hurrah. And she died last Friday.
Oh, I'm so sad.
But now they're all hyped up, and they're going to make it a big celebration of her life, which is great. A lot of pals from the Old South Side, Froggy McGuire and Mike Miller and Brendan O'Brien. And, a lot of people who've been on the trip before. And the age range is like from 28 to 82. you know, it's like.
And I'm sure there's no drinking on this
tour.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. You guys are...
Thank God there's a bathroom on the bus. You know? We need it.
Mike, you are, and I admire you tremendously for it. You are always energetic about, and I'm going to make a really broad kind of umbrella here about arts and entertainment, meaning writing and plays and movie festivals. Where does that come from? It can't just be being Irish.
I don't know. You know, somebody said we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. And I'm having a good time. Thank God I have an outlet for creative stuff that I just have fun doing. And
yeah,
I'm having a gas, I got to tell you.
Now, will you be interviewing these filmmakers?
Yeah, I'm the guy who does the Q&A after the screenings.
And do you know if any of them have ever been to Chicago before?
One guy from Ireland, Huey, that's his nickname. He can barely understand his name because it's in Gaelic. A. O'Coolwin. He was a bartender at Gaelic Park when he was in his 20s. His aunt lives in Mount Greenwood, and she's bringing tons of people. And he stayed with her for 8 months when he was a young man, so...
Oh,
he's coming back. He's been here, but the other two have never been to Chicago.
Well, that guy knows how to make a film, because that film, it is in Gaelic.
Yeah.
With English subtitles, is among the most beautiful films I've ever seen.
It is. It's gorgeous.
It's an important film, too, because it is about preserving the heritage of Ireland, and especially the language of it, too.
The interesting thing about that film is there's a, in Irish mythology, it's called The Thin Place. And it's when this world meets the next world, and they collide. I love that. And there's a lot of that in that film. There's that mystical, spiritual. The spirit speaks louder in Ireland, I think. There's always the feeling that the divine could enter at any minute.
Well, just when you see, I'm sure you could get a drone and get some beautiful shots of Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt about it. But there's something so almost mystical about the landscape of Ireland captured in this movie. Mike Houlihan, you're one in a million.
God bless you. Thank you.
Second annual Irish American Movie Hooli is at the Gene Siskel Film Center next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Just go to siskelfilmcenter.org. You'll get all the information. If I were you, because I have seen them all to write the story I wrote today, go see all three. I don't know if there's how much could tickets be for guys.
They're $11.
$11. Go see all three movies.
Yeah.
Mike, it's always a pleasure.
Thank
I can't
you
wait
so
to hear
much.
What's up next for you.
God bless. Thanks.
You already had something? I thought it was going to be. Well, I've got a show.
I've got a show
at midnight.
You know what? If you've got a minute.
Yeah.
Remember that story in the Chicagoese book? Somebody came up to me, Sean Shiflett, who you had on your show. He has a story in there.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I remember your sister Dawn. She was gorgeous when I was a young guy. And he said, you know what? Your story should be a novel. And then I thought, yeah, maybe it should be a film. I said, I'll be old enough to play Danny O'Neill, the old bartender at the Bismarck. I'm thinking, hey, I might write that screenplay. You know,
you should.
Because it would be cheap to do. You just shoot Bismarck and on the street. And
totally.
Yeah.
Okay, we just heard Mike Houlihan's newest venture.